Well, the decision to hit Australia's five biggest banks with a levy on their liabilities has been slammed as a very bad idea by the head of the government's financial system inquiry. David Murray is also the former head of one of those big banks, the Commonwealth Bank, and the chairman of the Future Fund. Mr. Murray says banks will be tempted to pass the cost of the levy on to borrowers, which would translate to an interest rate rise of between 12 and 20 basis points. Alternatively, Mr. Murray warns that banks might be forced to take on more risk. And he says it would be almost impossible for the government to monitor how banks manage the new tax. David Murray spoke with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Whatever rationale you present for it doesn't make sense. It doesn't work. But because banks have been bashed relentlessly for so long now, the community has basically been conned into thinking this is okay.
Last night, Scott Morrison came back with a, quote, cry me a river about how this levy will hurt banks. Do you sense any revenge or payback from the Treasurer?
Well, I think that, you know, the politics at the moment is very difficult and the budget's very difficult, and this is just clearly a tax where the government thinks they can get away with it and, you know, grab for money.
And Scott Morrison has said this is an opportunity for banks to help with budget repair. But is it right for the Treasurer to effectively raid banks to bring the budget back towards surplus?
No, it's not, because of all the distorting effects. But maybe I could put it this way. If the banks pass this on, the Treasurer has just tightened monetary policy by 12 to 25 basis points. And the sectors most at risk are housing borrowers and small and medium enterprises.
By doing this, the Treasurer has effectively pushed up interest rates.
Yeah, if it's passed on. If it's not passed on, then this money is capital being drained from the banks at a time when the government has supported the regulator following an unquestionably strong stance in global terms for Australian banks to protect the taxpayer in the event of disturbances in the banking system. And if it's not passed on because there is some sort of monitoring, the government's taken the whole sector and the economy back 35 years to price controls in the financial system, which at that time had quite distorting effects on the whole economy.
So are you surprised or disturbed that a coalition government that is committed to a free market is providing a greater or tighter regulation?
Well, you don't have to be a coalition government to get things wrong, but whoever thinks this is a good idea is wrong.
Scott Morrison says banks will be watched closely to ensure they don't pass on higher costs to customers. But given the complexity of the way that banks manage these things, how would Mr. Morrison know anyway what banks are doing to manage their costs?
Well, it is extraordinarily difficult to attribute changes across both sides of a bank balance sheet to a particular effect. And it's a bit like taking the price of a barrel of oil in US dollars and converting it to the Australian Bowser and trying to figure out what happened when so many things along the way can change that you can't control. So it is very difficult to monitor, and it distorts competition between banks, including between the large banks, and any reason that's given for having it doesn't hold up.
If the banks don't or can't pass on the levy through lower dividends, for example, or out-of-cycle rate rises, what else could they do? Would they have to, for example, take on a greater risk in their investments?
There's no question that would be one temptation, which means that after our financial system inquiry, when we recommended this unquestionably strong stance for capital, the banks would be encouraged by this to take more risk. And of course, this is already, in terms of what happened in the market yesterday, put their cost of capital up. So that's not a service to the Australian community.
And so we're still waiting to hear from APRA what they mean by unquestionably strong. But you're saying that banks might be forced into taking risks that, say, before the budget was delivered, they might not have considered.
Well, inevitably, if you can't pass it on, that's what you do. And that is impossible to monitor, because a bank's stance can be, well, I just changed my risk appetite.
You're a former chief executive of the Commonwealth Bank. So how would you manage this? How would you look at getting around this level or dealing with a government which appears to be a little more hostile towards banks?
You know, it was never our intent to go around the government's expression of policy. You don't get anywhere doing that. The issue is, for all banks, that this regulation rebound, this bank bashing that's been going on in the community has been happening for quite some considerable time. The bank boards and their management have not done well enough to date in dealing with it and left themselves exposed to this. So the question from here is, how do I convince the government that this isn't such a good idea? And how do I get undertakings from the government and the opposition that what started at 6 basis points won't increase to a much larger levy in the future?
Do you see that there's some risk to sectors beside banks that they might not seek to invest in Australia if they think they might be hit with some type of special tax because of their profitability?
Australia is given to a small number of large players in each industry because we're a small population on a large landmass. So if foreign investors believe that there's not a decent continuity of good policy, yes, they'll become increasingly concerned. And also sets up a fairly disharmonious atmosphere in Australia where the more you can attack an industry, the more you can then justify some sort of tax or levy just simply for government revenue.
And does that amount to what you'd call sovereign risk?
Oh, yes, it does. It basically starts to break down our whole institutional structure, which foreigners generally take great comfort from.
Do you think that the government has created unintended consequences or perhaps dug a hole for themselves by going so ferociously against the banks?
Well, they have. No right-minded person would recommend this as a policy. And from here, if we have more of this cynical sort of stuff, people start to regard it as mainstream. And these distortions will hurt the economy. So it's a most unwelcome development from that point of view.
Do you think this has been an attempt by the government to defend off a Royal Commission and to really neutralise Labor's calls?
It certainly appears that way. But of course, that doesn't necessarily happen from here, because if there's a temptation to increase that levy in the future, then more bank bashing will only help ameliorate the effect of that as well. But for the community at large, this is not a good development.
That's David Murray, a former Commonwealth Bank Chief Executive and Future Fund Chairman, with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.